This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Situations. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Harry, red tag bonus cash in soon. New 2025 Chevy Trax arriving daily, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. John, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get to the poll result, but give me your answer for this one. Which of these annoyed you the most yesterday? Is it A, CJ, GJ, ejected, which could be either annoyance at him or annoyance at the ref, but just him out? Choice B, defense in the fourth quarter gives up 20 points. Choice C, Devontae's drop. Choice D, kickoffs and kickoff coverage. Which of them bothered you the most yesterday, John?
I don't understand the CJ GJ. That is really problematic for me. But the kickoff coverage, so many of them. Were the eight of them?
Eight kickoffs and they averaged the 38.
Yard line average. Yeah. That is an all-time worst. Yeah. I've never heard anything so awful.
And part of why, by the way, John, I don't want to hear about, like, I get that the cold will lead it to not being kicked as far, but it wasn't like the Eagles were starting their drives on the 38.
Yeah, let's see that even up. That is a huge advantage for that team, and it's really about want to. When you're talking about kickoff return and kickoff cover and punt return,
it was weird, man.
Do you want to go and run your fastest and go try your hardest and go hit people and sacrifice for your teammates, even though it's not the glorious role?
And they've been pretty good this year. Rhea, which of these bothered you the most yesterday?
The kickoff and the kickoff coverage, because they literally all they had to do was work with basically half of the field.
Yeah, it was a joke.
I mean, it was unacceptable.
You wouldn't even see an eagle on the screen until the Washington guy was at the 25-yard line.
No, like, no, man had to tackle a guy once. I mean, it was outrageous.
Ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494. Seth Joyner in about 20 minutes. LeVert right now. Good morning, LeVert.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, LeVert.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You too, pal.
Yeah. I got a little secret.
What's that?
You guys always call me LeVert Eriab. Yeah, that's where I grew up, but I haven't lived down there in over 30 years.
Fair enough.
The game yesterday, wow. We took the loss. I wasn't surprised, especially when Jalen went down. People don't realize, well, now they do, how important that man really is. Very important.
Yeah, it was eye-opening for the impact on the running game and the nature of going for it on fourth down and, frankly, the approach to fourth down and how you can get closer to the down to distance, you know.
The four down territory for every drive was like, yep, we're not doing that anymore.
It changed the equation.
Four down territory everywhere on the field, it feels like, with Jalen, and now it really does compromise you when you've only got three downs.
It does. It
feels so different.
Yeah, it does.
So restrictive.
Tell me this.
Yes, sir.
When Jalen went down, he got hurt, did anybody beam that as helmet-to-helmet contact when he went down?
No.
I think it was more when he hit the head on the ground.
His head hit
LeVert, I heard a lot of people say there should be a penalty. I saw nothing in that was a penalty. I thought it was a clean.
I wanted it to be a penalty. Yeah, it was a clean hit.
Look, he didn't slide, so he's moving forward in a way that he can be tackled. By the way, I think they're allowed to tackle him helmet-to-helmet because he's a running back-style runner at that point, I believe. And
I don't know that helmet-to-helmet is ever advisable.
No, but I think it's legal. I think.
I think they can. You can call it. If they deem it dangerous, if it's helmet-to-helmet, they'll call you for
that.
The
Reed Blankenship one they called from a week ago. Wasn't that when, was it Russell Wilson running? Or was it Phoenix?
I don't remember. But look, LeVert, he slid, and then his head unfortunately hit the ground. Good call, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's listen to Sirianni. And obviously, we hope, you know, Jalen's okay, and we'll see where it goes. And, you know, I would tend to think he probably won't play next week because typically in this day and age, a guy misses one game with a concussion, but we shall see. And, of course, there's also a chance if he doesn't play next week, you don't see Jalen the rest of the regular season. You know, I would say that's probably a likelihood, actually. And then he would play, you know, week one of the postseason. Let's listen to Sirianni after the game. I thought he had a good word to kind of sum it up.
We talk about everything. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. We talked about it on the field right there as it happened. Again, if it didn't get fixed, though, that's always going to be on me. They got to be better in those scenarios.
All right, hold on. James just cut that off. We had the wrong piece of audio there. Let's listen to him kind of summing up the game afterwards.
Just curious what your biggest takeaway is from it.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I have to be able to watch the tape and tell you everything what happened, but just sloppy, you know, sloppy with penalties, sloppy with too many men on the field, sloppy with our fundamentals. And when you play a good football team like we played today and you're sloppy regardless of how many turnovers you force, you know, it's going to be hard to win. And I think, oh, you know, what I said to those guys is, like, when it's sloppy with every piece of that, that's always going to be on me as the head coach.
It's a good word. Sloppy sums it up. There was a lot going on. Penalties, an ejection, you know, just a lot of stuff. That game had a little bit of every long game. Long game, my God.
That first half forever.
Went way past 4 o'clock.
I looked up at
way
one point, I go,
o'clock.
How is there 7 minutes left?
I know. All right, so let me ask this question. Obviously, it's coming into focus, the extremely strong likelihood that the Eagles will be the 2 seed and face either the Washington Commanders or the Green Bay Packers. John Ritchie, who would you rather play first round?
The Commanders.
I agree.
Are you kidding me? The idea of us lining up to play a third time against the Commanders with Jalen just for the second time, that sounds about right.
I'm there also, but they got my attention yesterday. They got my attention.
Okay, they're a really good team. I would certainly rather play them than the Green Bay
Packers.
James,
you agree?
It's not even close for me.
All right.
Yeah, like
Ray,
I would much rather play Washington.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, what's his name? Jalen was going to crush them yesterday. I mean, he just was running. What do you have, like 2 runs for like 40-something yards?
41, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was even going to be that close. If Hurts had been able to stay in there.
Yeah, no, I'd rather see the Eagles play Washington as well.
And maybe they spy Jaden Daniels.
Well, maybe. And I'd referenced this earlier. There's an odd dynamic from this loss that I think could benefit the Eagles, which is it now is extremely likely the Eagles are the 2 seed. As long as the Eagles win on Sunday versus Dallas, you rest your starters. You can make a great case that if the Eagles had won this game, they would have played their starters the next 2 weeks to try to get the 1 seed and then would have had all the starters play week 18 and then turn around and play a playoff game against either Washington or Green Bay in which one of those teams might have sat their starters week 18. That really could have happened.
Now, the Washington thing, if they're going for the division, they would have to play their starters.
No, that's totally different. I'm saying as long as the Eagles win against Dallas.
No, I'm saying if the Eagles lose against Dallas and have to play against the Giants, Washington would have to play their starters because they would have a chance to win the division.
No, I know. My thing was predicated on if the Eagles beat Dallas, which they should, but we'll see. James, is there a line out or no quarterback give you no line?
I would guess no line. I'll check.
I mean, John, who's going to be the quarterback? You have 3 choices. Hurts, Pickett, and McKee.
Pickett.
He guts through it?
I think so. Okay. I would love to say Jalen because he was close to being able to play.
Well, we don't know that he was close.
You're
right. We know he wanted to play.
I'm guessing that
let me take a guess.
Thumbs upping helps his cause, maybe.
Nah, it doesn't help.
He was close to getting back in the game.
No, he wasn't. He wanted to play.
He was close to inserting himself back into the game.
He was close to nothing.
Which is
I felt bad for Pam Oliver. You know, she sees him put the helmet on. She starts rolling the report that he might come back in. They're like, dude, sit down, all right? And then, unfortunately, like, all right, go to the locker room. Like, enough. All right, James, I'm going to take a guess on this line. This is a tough one because you don't know who the quarterback is. I'll say the Eagles open up as a 6.5-point favorite.
8.5.
Wow.
So it's an Eagles line. Vegas is expecting at least Kenny Pickett, I would say.
Yeah, I agree with that. John, is that a tough spot for the backup quarterback to have to macho throw it? Like, does he have a responsibility?
Have to macho through.
Let's just say he's got a broken rib, which he might. We'll find out in the next day or two. Like, if he's got a broken rib, do the players in that locker room say, like, dude, we haven't need you all year. We need you this one game. We need you.
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's a tough spot, right, if he's got a broken rib?
I think he probably is chomping at the bit to get out there, rib broken or not. It's a chance to actually. Are you kidding? This is a guy who started in this league. It's his opportunity to show everyone he belongs as a starter. Hey,
yeah.
Look at that tape.
But you said earlier you think if he has a broken rib, you don't think he would play.
I think it hurts a lot. I think it's going to be difficult to manage that, and they'll have to figure out a way to flak jacket it up and try to inject it without doing other damage.
James, who are they going to sign? Give me a quarterback.
I would guess Will Greer, if he's available. He was the guy who was the fourth quarterback for training camp, like Kellen Moore's like buddy from Dallas. So if he's available, my guess is Will Greer. If he's not, I have no idea.
Yeah,
Teddy Bridgewater. He's coaching his son's high school team, I think. They won the state championship, and he said after it, they interviewed him on ESPN or something, that he had a team that he was going to.
This year?
He literally said it last week.
Wow.
And nobody knows who the team is. I'm just joking. I threw it out there, but literally,
that's
he said
interesting.
That.
Okay. Well, look, I would think they'll sign at least one quarterback. It could be two. Let's get to Michelle in Haverford. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, how are you guys? First of all, happy holidays. A couple things.
Thank you.
I heard AJ talk prior to the game, and it was great. I loved what he said. He was very composed. Just kudos to AJ. Now, on Jalen, we got to take care of him. I definitely don't think he should play in the next game. He needs that concussion therapy. You know, it's okay to keep him out, another game.
I would expect that, Michelle. And look, it's in the doctor's hands. It's not in the Eagles' hands, so to speak, and it's not in Jalen's hands. It's going to go to the doctors.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Hey, I'm a nurse, so I'm all for him just taking it easy. We need to get him back into the playoffs. Let's just have him some rest. But again, it was an okay game yesterday. Look, we're in good shape. I'm happy nobody's like, there's some negative out there. It's all positive today. We got to take.
Well, it's not all positive, but it's not doomsday.
Well, it's more positive than negative this week. So let's keep it at that. But we got to take care of them. The one thing I do want to say, AJ and Jalen both said it at different times. They play with love. Jalen throws the ball with love. AJ loves playing the game. I just love it. These guys are just really kind of meshing this.
Let me ask you a question, Michelle. Let me ask you a question. When Jalen Carter slaps a player, do you think that's with love?
No,
I'm just asking for a friend.
No, he needs to pull himself back down again. Now that's a different situation.
Some players are more loving.
Do you think Gardner Johnson's comments that got him thrown out were with love?
No.
Uh-huh. I think in general the defense is less loving than the offense.
Michelle, happy holidays to you. Thanks. Yes.
This is where these guys have to learn from Jalen and AJ. This is where they,
Well, composure. Yeah, you're talking about composure.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, Michelle. Good call. Appreciate that.